Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Mostly sunny today with a high near 59 degrees. Breezy with a northwest wind 7 to 17 miles per hour with gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 38. Tuesday sunny with a high near 56. And in the news, in a report from WisPolitics, Vice President Kamala Harris knocked sham audits of elections while praising Democratic attorney generals for fighting against abortion restrictions and proposals she said make it harder to vote. Harris told members of the Democratic Attorneys General Association meeting in Milwaukee on Thursday they are needed as truth tellers to sort out fiction from fact and combat misinformation on elections. In the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court's Dobbs decision this summer, Harris said Democratic AGs are also needed to combat abortion restrictions at the state level. She mocked the idea that the best way to address abortion was to return the issue to the state, saying the same people who oppose abortion access are pushing laws to make it harder to vote. That includes banning absentee ballot drop boxes and restricting early voting. She singled out Wisconsin's Attorney General Josh Call for his lawsuit seeking to overturn the state's 1849 abortion ban that only allows the procedure to save the life of the mother. Harris expressed amazement that someone would try to validate a law that was approved years before women had the right to vote. "Josh, our administration has your back," Harris said to applause. Ahead of her speech, GOP Chair Paul Farrow and AG candidate Eric Toney criticized Harris, who used to be California's attorney general, for coming to the city instead of going to the southern border to investigate drug trafficking and other issues. Republican gubernatorial candidate Tim Michaels, who during the primary briefly supported banning emergency contraception, said in a radio interview on Friday that if elected, he'd sign a law changing the state's ban against abortions to include exceptions for instances of rape and incest. He offered the change of direction on a conservative radio show from WISN in La Crosse. During the show, Michael said he'd sign legislation adding the exceptions to the abortion ban, which has been on the state's books since 1849, and currently only includes an exception to protect the life of the mother. Michaels had previously said he supported the 1849 law as written, and as recently as this month said he would not change his views. In his 2004 campaign for U.S. Senate, he said it was not unreasonable to make a rape victim give birth. "Yes, I would sign that bill. I am pro-life and make no apologies for that. But I also understand that this is a representative democracy, and if the people, in this case the legislature, brought a bill before me, I would sign that," he said. The state's abortion ban has become a major issue in this fall's election. This summer, Democratic incumbents Governor Tony Evers and, as mentioned before, Attorney General Josh Call filed a lawsuit to challenge the enforceability of the law, and Republicans in the legislature have rebuffed Evers' call for a special session to make changes. Information for this report came in part and with permission from the Wisconsin Examiner. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.